And okay, looks good. So if you could, Mayor, if first of all, just kind of bring us up to date, I guess, on what's happening here in Quincy as pertains to COVID-19.
Well, for update purposes regarding numbers, we're at 17 yesterday confirmed cases from Quincy. One had passed away. We had five who have completely recovered. Nine of the 17 related to Biogen, and we got about 48 that we're monitoring. So, as far as the health side of it goes, those are the staffs of the right Department of Public Health, which gets them from the State Department of Public Health. Ruth Jones and her team are, it's their role to monitor these individuals, monitor them, and stay in touch with the state and follow these cases. So that's that piece of it. Obviously, the changes the governor made yesterday and the discussions nationally are all objectives to get the transmission cut. That's why the request has been that we do not have public gatherings, that we try to stay away from one another, that a lot of non-essential people staying home. It's all really in an attempt to cut or eliminate the transmission of this disease from one to another. Many people may feel healthy and feel fine, but they also may be carrying the virus. Therefore, it's possible they're giving it to somebody else. So it's crazy times. It's almost surreal. But we've got to do what we think is right and come together as a community, and I think that's what we're doing.
Can you tell us anything at all, obviously respecting the family's privacy, about the gentleman who passed away?
Yes, actually, I knew him. I know his family. He was a real good guy. I used to, actually used to see him at church all the time at Sacred Heart in North Quincy. He was an older gentleman. He had some issues with pneumonia, and then the COVID-19 he tested positive for as well. So, he had a tough couple of weeks at the end, but we certainly pray for his soul and remember his family during this difficult time.
Absolutely. Was there any indication as to how he may have contracted that?
No, we do not know that yet, Joe. He had been sick for several weeks in and out of the hospital, so could have been transmitted in the hospital for all we know.
Right. I also understand, Mayor, that there's a teacher at the Wollaston School who has tested positive.
Yes, does not live in Quincy, but yes, we have the superintendent has notified the fifth grade classroom families that you taught in, as well as a number of colleagues you may have had contact with. This has been a while since school has been closed, so I think we're probably just about through the through that time period where something should pop or show. So I'm hopeful that nothing comes out of that.
Have the students been notified?
Yes, they have. Yep, superintendent and his staff handled that.
Any changes all at all, Mayor, in school requirements now from coming down from the state in terms of testing that folks should be aware of?
We get calls. I should say we. The school department gets calls regularly on, what the kids should be doing, et cetera. And the state has indicated our last day of school is June 23rd, regardless of what happens here. So I'm sure there's going to be some, flexibility here to get through the end of the year.
Yeah.
We can't extend it into the summer. Everybody's in the same boat. Every district is out. Now, some of the more affluent communities, perhaps they have more robust teaching going on because of their technology and so forth. However, as the superintendent reminded a number of parents, when you're home, encourage your kids to be doing things, not necessarily to memorize a lesson, but to keep reading and learning and engaged. The mind is a muscle, they say, and it needs to be worked. So we encourage folks to encourage that with their kids. So I know that there's enrichment packets that they can get online or physically pick them up from the schools as well. So that's a possibility to help guide parents as well.
Any changes at all in the city services because of the governor's new order?
The public will not see any changes with some, obviously, the schools being closed, the Kennedy Center being closed, and the library being closed.
Right.
Obviously, people that would be in the library almost every day, they're seeing a major change. But as far as people getting their services, nothing really has changed. Even the Council on Aging are still driving elderly to the dialysis appointments, for example. If you call the sewer and water department, they will respond to, you know, a water backup, a sewer backup. And the, you know, the treasurer's office, though the city hall is not open to the public, they are processing, checks and bills and do what they need to do. So the government is still, you know, moving and working, but not so visible in these times.
I know you'd mentioned that street construction projects in the city are continuing, obviously using the social distancing practices.
That's correct. It's sewer work, gas main work, water main work. We continue. We just opened some bids on those. Construction can continue and quite frankly should continue if we're practicing, you know, as what the CDC has been recommending as well as the state's been recommending. I think it makes sense. The other side of the coin is traffic is at a minimum right now. So this disruption of traffic is less. So let's get some of this stuff done while we can. I think that's makes sense. Broad Meadow School, for example, we've got work being done to that boiler room that was damaged the winter storms we had in 18.
Yeah.
That's been put to bid and we're working on that. I mean, there's no kids around, there's no staff around. You know, let's get that boiler work done. So things like that will proceed, and I think we should proceed in things like that. We got to some extent, do what we can at the local level to be smart about the social distancing, but also to try to keep the economy moving as best we can so that, you know, families aren't hit so hard. As we know, the national economy is going to take a major, major blow here. So whatever we can do to maintain, I think we should.
Right. Any more details on the Affordable Housing Trust Fund allocation and how that'll be distributed?
I should find that out today. I know that the parties were meeting. When I say parties, the Chamber of Commerce, Tim Kale's taking the lead, along with Tom Fabrizio for the Affordable Housing Trust. And I know that Quincy Community Action was going to have a resource on it as well. So, and hopefully today we'll have the details and program ready to roll out so we can get assistance to people ASAP.
Okay. And have you heard anything more at all on a possible drive-through testing site here in Quincy?
I have not. We have offered and suggested our help and locations such as the hospital grounds with the tent set up and all, but it's really a call from MEMA and really the hospitals and medical community. Obviously, Manatee Health and South Cove don't want sick people coming into their clinics that should have this to spread it. So to have an offsite, testing facility would be helpful in that effort, but we can't independently set up a testing site. So we made resources available if need be, and we'll just see what happens there.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to leave with folks, Mayor?
Well, that, we're doing everything we can to mitigate this as best we can for our city. Our department heads are all working very hard. We're in touch with, I've been in touch with Congressman Lynch, Congressman Kennedy, Senators Markey and Warren. The governor has been incredible, along with Lieutenant Governor Polito. We've been in touch with Mara Healey, the AG. I think everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing in a time like this, a crisis such as we have. And it's in some ways you feel helpless. You know, when you have a major, major snowstorm, a bad winter, you know, the objective is to move the snow. And, you know, at some point it'll be gone. But in a case like this, it's very different to deal with. It's as the president has called it, it's the invisible enemy here making its way around. So it's really a strange feeling, but we are prepared. We have, as I said, for example, in talking to Congressman Lynch, we talked about the community development block grant money. You know, if they gave us some flexibility in how we could spend that, that could maybe help with some of our goals locally on assisting people to get over the hump. For example, Joe, if the food pantries need some more help, I can't give some of the money from CDBG right now, even though it's eligible because there's a cap on certain uses and we're near that cap. So if they opened up that cap, you know, we could then free up some money, for example, to help with the food pantries. It's things like that we're working on. We're tracking everything with the expectation that the federal government and state government will probably be helpful with some reimbursements as we lay out money to deal with this. I should also say that, you know, I've been in touch regularly with our city council members and school committee members and, you know, Senator Kane and our state reps. You know, everyone's been terrific talking and working with one another to try to get through this. So, you know, we'll continue to work it as best we can and hope for the best. I've been saying in my little videos as they update people at the end of each day, you know, whatever your faith tradition is. I'm a Roman Catholic. I've been at church each and every day, saying some prayers, asking God's help with this. And if you look historically, there's been times when the world has faced issues like this. And in my opinion, prayer has helped. For those that are doubters, it can't hurt.
How has this kind of impacted you personally and your family, Mayor?
Well, it's interesting. I've actually seen my family more, Joe, because all the public events are canceled.
Sure. Right.
You know, I'm working full days at the office and still some late nights, but I've actually seen them more often than I did prior to this. So I don't know if the wife really likes that so much. I may be home a little too much for her liking, but seriously, it's awkward. And I was texting some different people last night and saying how people are going crazy. And I said, you know, I think about it though. We have power, we have internet, we have cable. This could be a lot worse.
Right.
In passing the time. Because I love to pick up a book. That's my way to shut everything off, you know.
Yeah.
Old fashioned, I guess. But so we shouldn't be complaining that much. Well, you know, we just got to be smart about this for a few more weeks and hopefully this will pass and we'll get back to some kind of normalcy at some point.
I saw an interesting statement online the other day that our grandparents were called to war. You're being called to sit on the couch. We can do this.
Exactly. And those people that had been called to war, they went through the Depression before that.
That's right.
So absolutely. I think we can deal with this.
We should remind folks to check out, of course, the city website, quincyma.gov, for the very latest. And as you mentioned earlier, the health department is now staffed around the clock, too.
Yes, and Ruth Jones and her team, it's been phenomenal. So if anybody has any questions regarding the health side of it, they certainly could give her a call at 617-376-1272. If you think you're sick and have symptoms, you know, you need to call your primary physician, your doctor's office to deal with that. That's how it works. That's the way the system is set up. They're not just indiscriminately testing everybody. It has to come through your medical provider. So remind people of that. Also want to let people know, if you want to call the Council on Aging, I know we've gotten some calls from some of the seniors that have trouble going out to pick up prescriptions and maybe some food that they need because, you know, they just don't have the access right now. Mm-hmm. We're trying to assist with volunteers and some Council on Aging employees to do that with some folks. So, again, we're not looking to build your cabinets up and be part of that hoarding situation out there. But if somebody's really in need of some milk and bread and to pick up their prescription, we're trying to help people with that. In fact, Pastor Aaron Cameron, the other day, his church is doing similar things to help their community with those in need. So again, trying to be smart, staying away from people. At the same time, people need help. And if you have a neighbor that, you know, you need to call and check in on, please, please do. Some of our elderly citizens, the family may live not around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they need someone to check in and make sure they're getting their needs met, whether it's food or medicine. So we should be mindful of that as well.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time, Mayor. If we can do anything more to get information out, please don't hesitate to call on us.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks for using all the latest technology so we can continue to get the message out, Joe.
Yeah, it's a learning curve for all of us, but as you said, we'll get through it.
Absolutely.
Have a good day, Mayor.
Stay well.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.